Performing live for the first time in years, Nine Inch Nails has been opening its shows with that new song, Copy of A. Trent Reznor has said that it's his way to reintroduce fans to the band, letting them know that Nine Inch Nails isn't just cranking out the same old songs. Hesitation Marks is Nine Inch Nails' 8th full-length CD in 25 years. The music on the new disc isn't as heavy and dark as on some of the band's past records. Instead, there's a funky industrial beat with a theme of rebirth. Now, that's not to say it's all sweetness and light here. This is, after all, a project from the famously intense Trent Reznor. But instead of sounding angry, he just sounds, well, disappointed.
Look at you.
Nine Inch Nails' last major release was 2007's Year Zero on Interscope. Trent Reznor went on to release several albums on his own label, including the Oscar-winning soundtrack to the movie The Social Network. But after half a decade of self-releases, he has issued Hesitation Marks on Columbia Records. Even though Trent Reznor might make more money selling CDs through his own company, those independent labels lack the sales and marketing staffs that are needed to push an album up the worldwide sales charts.
I am home.
Trent Reznor recorded Hesitation Marks in Los Angeles with regular collaborators Atticus Ross and Alan Moulder. He did have a few guests in the studio for this one, too, including Lindsey Buckingham of Fleetwood Mac and Adrian Belew of King Crimson. They won't be performing on stage with the group on this tour, but a re-energized Nine Inch Nails has already been touring Asia, Europe, and the UK, and will be launching a North American tour at the end of this month. If you can't get to a show this time around, you may want to check out the new live EP that's just been released. It's exclusive to the subscription-based online music streaming service Spotify and has tracks recorded at Chicago's Lollapalooza Festival this year and also at the Fuji Rock Festival in Japan. I'm Catherine Cole.